We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm back.
That was obnoxious.
Welcome back to The Good Life. It's every Saturday, food, wine, and fun for your ears. So much better than listening to the news. You got to keep track. You got to do the right thing. Don't forget to wash your hands. You know that TV commercial for brush your teeth? Then you do one, boom, boom, wash your hands. I don't know. Hey, one interesting thing. If you like whiskey, you're doing your part to help people manufacture hand cleaning solution. I hope David Baer and the folks at Distillery 244 in Old Town, I hope they do the right thing. You know, when you make high-quality alcohol, there's the head and the tail of the distillate, and those are not used in the bottling. The heart of the distillate is what we use. Well, a lot of distilleries throughout the country are making hand sanitizer. One of my favorites, Breckenridge out in Colorado, they're mixing aloe vera with 95% ethanol, and they're coming up with a great hand solution, and better yet, they're giving it away. Interesting stuff. Okay, so I told you, who needs a book called How to Drink? If you like lighthearted, deep entertainment, maybe lighthearted is not the best answer, but there were so many things in here that made me laugh and smile. This book is a translation of a very old manuscript, and what a challenge it must have been to translate it, and more importantly, what a fun thing it is to read. It's called How to Drink. My guest today is the man who did all the work. His name is Michael Fontaine. Michael, coming to us from Ithaca, New York at Cornell, or near Cornell. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Guy. I'm happy to be here.
What a treat. I am enamored with anyone who can speak, read, write, speak multiple languages. My kid he's spent time in the Republic of Georgia and Ukraine, and he likes Russian, and so he can speak several of those dialects, and he's there near you, hunkered down. I'm glad you were able to speak with me today, and I'm sorry that your presentation at Cornell got canceled. That was a shame, but these are strange times we live in.
They sure are. This is not something we've ever seen before, but there'll be time for there's strategies for drinking at home too, so that's all covered in the book.
And I intend to exercise those strategies this evening. Michael, let's talk about you. To be what you are there, and I didn't even really give you a proper introduction, you're a professor of classic and associate vice provost of undergraduate education at Cornell. It's a big deal. You look like a pretty young guy to be doing all that. What got you interested in language, and what funneled you towards this book?
Well, I am the poster child for a liberal arts education. I was one of the fortunate few whose parents said, go off to college and just study anything you're interested in. And, I just had a basic regular high school education like anybody else, went off to a wonderful college, took a required course in the ancient world, fell in love, and fast forward a few years, and this has been my life. It's been tremendous. And one of the greatest things is you may know that Latin is a dead language. That's what people call it because there's no speakers left. But about 20 years ago, there was one person left on the planet who was completely fluent. He's still around. And at the time, he was the papal secretary of Rome. So he worked in the Vatican for the Pope, translating anything the Pope needed. Mm-hmm. And I sort of heard about him, and I went and found him. And he took me and a few other people into a class he was teaching and taught us everything we know. So it was really incredible. He gave me the sort of skills to identify this the book that you've just been reading, How to Drink, and understand sort of how rare the thing was, how unknown it was. And I sacrificed my body to science a number of times to do the research for this book. I'm working for you people, the public out there, right?
That's right.
But I wanted to be able to read this thing and say, huh, where would such a crazy book come from? Why would somebody write this thing? And because I'd done all the homework prior to this, I could read it fairly easily. And I've just had a ton of fun translating it into the English that I hear the students speaking on campus.
And I like that part of it. It's today's language, whether we like it or not. And it's interesting that, of all the things that are threatened with extinction, to think of Latin being gone. I mean, I remember in high school, you could still take Latin.
And that was the public schools used to teach it very frequently. Yeah, that's all going away for better or worse. People don't really understand why you would do it. And I have a hard time making the point. It's not just so much that you want to speak to people. It's to be able to read these books. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of books written in Latin that have never been translated. And if you're interested in some of their ideas, this is the way to do it.
Well, some of the other books you did are probably should be at the top of that list. Funny Words and Palatine Comedy, The Oxford Handbook of Greek and Roman Comedy. I imagine these books would be fun to read, just as
this is it.
How to Drink is.
Somebody's got to do the funny stuff, right?
I guess.
So I've taken it upon myself to do all the jokes. In fact, I'm trying to finish up work right now on another book. It'll be a sequel to How to Drink. It's called How to Tell a Joke. And it's a couple treatises from the ancient world. And one of them is from Cicero, one of the more famous people from ancient Rome. And he says, this is interesting. Is humor a teachable skill, or is it something you're born with? And so it's given me a free pass to call up famous comedians and get their point of view. I said, can you teach people to be funny, or is that a lost cause? Boy, you can't believe the range of opinions. You get them all.
I want to get a copy of that book and have you back on. Keep that in mind. But now, I want to keep you at least through this break, if not the next. We'll take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about the author of this manuscript back in 1536. What led him to write it, and how it relates to how we drink, and I use we loosely because me, as an old guy who's been drinking for a long time, and I don't drink to get drunk. Maybe sometimes, but more importantly, drinking today, maybe not as bad now as it was 10 years ago, but on campus and young people, and well, we'll talk about all of that. The book is How to Drink. My guest is Michael Fontaine. The wine of the week is a brilliant, inexpensive, 92-point rated Bordeaux. Oh, man. From Home & Doc. It smells so good, I can't wait to drink it. We'll be right back with Michael Fontaine and more on How to Drink after this short message.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.